Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Votes for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight, she was the first female physician in Congress, Nan Hayward. An independent woman fighting for our kids, Kelsey Bowler. A unique take on Travis and Taylor from Penn Holderness. He's telling the untold story of Mother Teresa, Thierry Cajenouf. And 20 years later, they dare you to move. Switchfoot in the spotlight. And now, from Times Square, where tonight they continue to shoot the film, Noah, Escape from New York City. He's Aquaman himself. Here's that Kevin!
I don't know anything about being Aquaman. I do not think that that is a real thing, though we have had a flood of biblical proportions the last 2 days here in the world's greatest city. Welcome aboard to the weekend. So glad to have you here. We've got a ton of great stuff for you tonight. We've got the first female doctor who was ever in Congress, Nan Hayward. She's going to be here. Kelsey Bowler is back. She had some time away from us. She had her third baby. She's now a mama fighting for the good of all kids everywhere. Penn Holderness is in back-to-back weeks in sketch comedy. You've heard about the Travis and the Taylor, have you not? The Travis and the Taylor, it's the most amazing story of all time, I guess, if you believe the media. It's the only story that evidently anybody's talking about. But anyway, we'll get into that a little bit. A little bit later on, a very special film is coming out, Mother Teresa and Me, and Thierry Cajenouf is a Swedish filmmaker who has put this film together, and he'll be with us to discuss it. And Switchfoot, the beautiful letdown, 20 years since that record came out, and they are still making music. A couple of kind of cool arrangements of two of their classics tonight. They're going to be with us in the spotlight. I hope that you'll look forward to that. I want to say a real big thank you right off the top of the show tonight to the Broadway Association. Had their first luncheon of the fall and got to get a couple of sneak previews on two different plays here in New York. I'll tell you about one next week called Bettinger's Luggage. I'm going to go see it on Tuesday night with the lovely bride. But the new musical that I think is going to be the tough ticket to get is the new Barry Manilow, Bruce Sussman compilation work called Harmony. It's not a jukebox musical. It's not about Barry Manilow's music. This is all original score. A new cast recording is out. This is about a true life World War II era boy band, basically from Berlin, that made it huge. Sold 15 million records in the 20s and 30s. That's unbelievable when you think about the numbers of records and singles sold today and so forth. But anyway, a very well done period musical that's in that season. It has highs and lows, and I can't wait for you to know more about it. But I do think it's going to be a tough ticket to get. So if you're headed to Broadway, see Harmony earlier than later, because once the reviews start coming in, it's going to be something else to see altogether. Speaking of World War II, we do want you to join us for that Kevin tour. We have limited seats available for a tour that is going to be in Europe in the summer of 2024. We're going to go to London. We're going to go to Normandy. We're going to go to Paris. We're going to see the places that Eisenhower, Churchill, the boys on D-Day, and others all witnessed and saw. And it's going to be really amazing. And it's super easy to hold your spot. You just go to thatkevintour.com.
thatkevintour.com, thatkevintour.com, and put your deposit down and hold your seat for us. But we had less than 36 seats left at last check, so I just want to make sure that you know those are going quickly, and they've sold thousands of seats on this tour. We're getting a very intimate group together, so I hope that you'll join us. It's latter part of June into the first week of July, and on July 4th, we will be in the American Cemetery in Normandy paying honor to those great heroes. All right, speaking of heroes, I'm really tired. I'm just sick to death of hearing the same story happen again and again. In the Portland, or in the Oregon public schools this week, Tegard Talachuan, I think is how you say the name of the school district, there was something rather horrific. If you're the parent of daughters, and this happened to you, I don't know how I would respond, actually, if this happened to my daughter. Take a look at what one young boy did to a girl there this week. That is a biological male. That's a biological male that, as you saw, pulled the girl down from behind, slapped her in the face, and told her to try it again. Now, I don't know what she had tried. We don't have the luxury of seeing that part of the video. But this was premeditated. He was laying in wait for her, and he went after her. And it's not the first time. Just a couple of hours after that video was released, a second video turned up. This is the same biological male, only he's attacking girls in the girls' PE class. Take a look. Just pushes them down and starts another fight. Now, the local school district was deluged with parents who were upset about this. But the fact that this biological male, this boy, is going around and assaulting these girls like this, pulling them down by their hair, pushing them, shoving them, punching them, this is unacceptable. And the idea that you can't do anything about it is an anathema. And one of the moms whose daughter that you saw posted this on social media. She said, "Yesterday my daughter was attacked at school by a biological male dressed as a girl. I can't put into words my anger at the situation after watching this horrific video, nor my distraught knowing I can't do anything because I will ultimately end up in jail. To the school, where were the supervisors? Why wasn't anyone present in the hallways? I don't want excuses. I want answers. Of course the coward that he is fled after putting hands on my daughter," said the mother online. She also went on to say, "In fact, he doesn't seem like a good human being at all. He is known for being a bully. He's done this to several girls. He is clearly targeting females. If you see this, just know we are coming for you. We will not stop until you are punished in the court of law to the furthest extent. You will not get away with this," said the mom. That is exactly the reaction that every parent naturally should have. But the question is, and this is an important issue going into the cycle of 2024, why aren't the parents speaking more loudly? This isn't an isolated incident. This is happening in schools all across the country. Why aren't parents throwing absolute fits, running for the school board office, insisting on firing the superintendents and the principals in these places that see so intent on coddling people who have an imaginary issue with gender, as opposed to defending the boys and girls who are healthily adapted to the biological sex that they are? I'm sorry, there was a reason why just a few years ago, if a child was confused about their gender, you didn't affirm the confusion. You didn't say, it's better for you to pursue something that you are not biologically able to become. And that's not hate speech. For those of you that would like to cancel somebody who says that, please show me a scientific demonstration where a biological female became a male, or a biological male became a female. Even if you change body parts and do surgeries and cross hormones and do all the other things, the DNA of the cell never changes. You can take the DNA from that person years from now after living as the other gender or the other sex for years and years. You still take a single cell from their DNA. It will register, it will ping as whatever the original sex was of the person. The fact that we even have to have these conversations is insulting. But the fact that our children are at risk is unacceptable. So parents, do something about it. Don't sit back and let this happen in your school, to your kids, to your daughter. I won't let it happen to mine. Nobody else should have to either. I'm Kevin McCullough. We've got a huge show for you. Coming up next, Congresswoman Nan Heyworth. She was the first female physician in the Congress. That matters because she's concerned about something very important. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest, I'm very pleased to have with us, as she was the first female physician to be a representative in the United States Congress. And she also stems from the Empire State, and she is very concerned about the cost of basic medical concerns for Americans, and she has some insight on what's still going on. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Congresswoman Nan Heyworth. Hello, Nan.
Hello, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me as your guest.
You represented New York's 19th district, and Mr. Lawler sits in the seat that you used to sit in. I helped him get elected here in the New York City area. Very happy that he is where he is at. And part of a little bit of a red wave that happened in your state this year, it took you nearly double the number of Republican representatives in Congress.
Mike Lawler represents me in the House, and now it's the 17th district because New York continues to lose population. And so much of that, as you and I both know, all too well, is due to the excessive hand of the state in punishing the folks who are working hard and trying to make a living and raise their families here.
Well, and we saw that even come to more fruition on the state level as well during COVID, and the combination of the 1-2 punch in what happened to the city and to the state statewide was a real tragedy. Felt maybe more acutely by New Yorkers than a lot of other places just because of the size of the impact here. I want to get to some of that in a bit. I want to, this week, it was revealed by Mr. Comer on the Oversight Committee, and you served in some oversight capacity. You were with the Financial Committee, and you did on the subcommittee there on oversight. So you're familiar with the role that Congress has in saying to the other branches yes and no, and that's part of the checks and balances that our founders built into all of this.
Right.
And when Republicans were campaigning in Lawler's last election, when they were coming to power, they campaigned hard on opening up honest investigations and getting to the bottom of a lot of things. But I don't think anybody thought that had not been paying attention very well. Some of us had been. But I don't think anybody that had not been paying attention very closely thought that the corruption stuff was going to be as bad as it is. And this week we saw Mr. Comer announce that they had evidence of bank wires coming to Joe Biden's personal residence in Delaware. What is the impact of that on this entire discussion of their corruption and what it represents?
Smoke, meat, gun, right? I mean, the thing that there are a couple of things, I think, Kevin, that your savvy and well-informed listeners need to contemplate together. One is, will this kind of news hit the dominant media, as my buddy Mark Halperin calls it? And I know that yesterday I saw an item, and it may have been Joe Concha, noted that none of the major networks had covered that item at all yesterday. 0 minutes devoted to that. If this kind of evidence breaks through to the broader public, and it's trickling through, we can see that in polling, folks know there's something wrong with Joe Biden. There's something corrupt about him. There's something unfair about the way the Department of Justice has been applying pressure on one side very heavily and selectively and not on the other. So people are aware there's something wrong. But this kind of thing, as you know, Kevin, is only discovered because we have that Republican majority in the House, as narrow as it is.
Yeah.
Right. If we had a Democrat majority in the House, none of this would have come to light. And those whistleblowers from the IRS, now being corroborated by the FBI, telling us that, you know, they were told to back off Hunter Biden, to slow walk things, to ignore things. You know, none of that would have come to light without a Republican majority in the House.
Kevin McCarthy, who you did not get to serve under as Speaker.
But I did, actually. Well, not as Speaker, but as Whip.
You served with him, yes. And so there was you're familiar with his style. He has opened the inquiry, but he's not rushing to an actual impeachment proceeding. Some people may not understand why that's the case. What powers does opening the inquiry give the committees and the Congress without having to proceed directly to the impeachment proceedings?
Sure. Well, they have subpoena power, so they can bring evidence to the public, and that really is in this context today, because we have a Democrat, although narrow, a Democrat majority in the Senate. So realistically, we are not going to get a conviction vote in the Senate, even if the Republicans decided to impeach Joe Biden. The House impeaches, the Senate tries. So, that process doesn't go to conviction unless the Senate convicts. They didn't convict President Trump, obviously, either time that the Democrat House brought.
But to your point, what you said, bringing it to the public's attention, that's one way that we can get these stories out, because if James Comer subpoenas information and then brings it to the public, people have to pay attention to it.
Exactly. That's the key. And I think Kevin McCarthy has an extraordinarily challenging position as the Speaker in this House with this House majority. And I think he's handled it adroitly. And I think opening an inquiry is the right thing to do. And look, what we were just discussing, Kevin, the outrages that are being exposed should trouble every American. And the key is, of course, to continue hammering away and letting things drift into the public view, even if the major news media are dragging their feet. And because the point I want to emphasize too, Kevin, if I may, is that, you know, we talk rightly about Joe Biden and his incompetence and his corruption and his disintegration before our very eyes. But let's bear in mind, Joe Biden is the Democrat Party. There is no daylight between Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. So whatever you see that Joe Biden is doing wrong, all the failures of Joe Biden, all of his corruption, quite honestly, the Democrat Party has stood four square behind him.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. There's an increasing rumble of people that say that even Democrats are starting to understand that he's not going to fare well in another election cycle. And there's all kinds of ideas about who might take his place. I think it's a little early to put all the money on any horse on that side of the aisle just yet, but we'll wait and see. We're going to take a break. We're speaking with former Congresswoman Nan Heyworth, who, as a physician, has a thing or two to say about some of the health care policies of our country and what she would like to see happen. We'll get to that next. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in Las Vegas announce an arrest in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Dwayne Davis has been arrested in the 1996 murder of the rapper, who was shot at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. More auto workers joining the picket line as the UAW and Ford failed to come to an agreement after 2 weeks of talks. Laura Winters has details.
The president of the United Auto Workers, Sean Fain, says there's a long way to go before the union reaches a deal with Ford. The UAW expanding its strike with more workers joining the picket line at factories in Illinois and Michigan. More than 25,000 auto workers on strike right now.
The Navy will begin random testing of special operations forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs. That'll all start in November. Those who test positive face discipline or removal. The commander of the Navy Special Warfare Command called it necessary to protect their health and military readiness. The Army is expected to follow suit. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And we're back from Times Square, That Kevin Show. So glad to have you with us. Congresswoman Nan Haworth rejoins us. Why is it that we can't seem to get drug costs under control?
What a great question, Kevin. And, you know, look, so much of it is because of government's very heavy presence in our health care, even more so, of course, with the passage of Obamacare in 2009, I guess it was. But what I'm referring to in this particular piece is the cost of so-called specialty drugs and biologics. And the airwaves are full of advertisements for these very special molecules. They go by all kinds of fancy, memorable, or not so memorable names. They're advertised for psoriasis, for arthritis, for inflammatory bowel disease. Very troubling and painful and important conditions that they can powerfully control. But the cost of these miraculous medications is unreasonably high in the United States, and that's due largely to the way our laws and regulations work today to advantage pharmaceutical companies that want to drag out particularly their patent process so that they're the only ones who can sell some of these, sell a given biologic. And unfortunately, that enables them to keep prices artificially inflated, and that hurts consumers.
I'm sure that the price is also paying for all those fancy TV ads that we're seeing all over the place, too.
No doubt.
And if you want to see, if you want to start a fight at my dinner table, just ask my lovely bride what she thinks about these drugs being advertised on TV. Now, I'm a little bit more Switzerland on this. Like, I'm not really pro or con, but she absolutely believes that it is almost an anathema to good healthcare to be advertising this drug and say it's going to solve this problem for you, then use half the time that you're on the air to say all of the things that you could die from because of it, and then say, but ask your doctor to get it for you. Like, that's kind of the model. Is that healthy for the consumer? Does that give the consumer the most informed view of what they need to be doing?
It's a great question, Kevin. I will tell you, I've been a patient, although I've never received a biologic. I've been a prescriber. Obviously, I'm a physician who practiced for many years, and I've also worked with industry as well. So I've actually worked on...
You've seen all sides of it.
Right. Not direct-to-consumer advertising per se, but certainly forms of representation and advertising to the profession. Here's where I've always come down on it. I have real problems with doctors who advertise themselves because there's no intercessor between them and the patients. They're making claims. The patients are going to them. There's no one to protect them. When pharma advertises, I mean, over-the-counters are a different thing, but over-the-counters are hard to hurt anybody with, thank God. But if pharma advertises and says, ask your doctor's there to protect you from bad decisions, we hope. So that's where I'm like Switzerland about it, too, in that sense, Kevin. I don't have an objection to it. It does it add to the cost? Yes, no doubt it does. Although, is it the primary driver? No, the primary driver really is United States policy concerning biologics in particular, and the perverse incentives that play into what should be market forces. You know, ultimately, prices are driven down by competition, right? You know, that's the healthy way to drive prices down, not to hold them down artificially, but to allow new entrants in the marketplace to come in more readily.
So in our final minute, what is Dr. Hayworth's prescription to solve it?
Definitely, we should call on our members of Congress and senators to change patent law so that concerning biologics, so that they can't stretch out, pharma can't stretch out their patents for 30 years. Allow new entrants into the marketplace to get in more easily. We can do that by altering some of the ways the FDA deals with these things, and to work with patient advocacy groups to ensure that it's not incentivized to raise the prices of these biologics because that makes the middlemen more money. It can be done. There needs to be public pressure. I think disease advocacy groups are especially important here, but you know, every American is affected by this ultimately, and it's good to bring it to public attention. I thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Hayworth, Congresswoman from New York, come back and see us again sometime.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock.
These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is making a return appearance to That Kevin Show. She was with us last spring as we were talking about the Slave Liberation Project with Christian Solidarity International. But she has since had a baby, taken the summer to welcome that new life into this world, and she is still fighting the good fight with the Independent Women's Forum and the Independent Women's Voice. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Kelsey Bowler. Hello, lady.
Hey, Kevin. It is so great to be back.
I know how honestly painful you're saying that because you've gone from 2 to 3. Actually, you went from 1 to 3 pretty fast. And I was telling you, wait till you get really outnumbered. We'll see how the schedule holds up. How are you holding up?
It's definitely a handful. And you know, you do feel those natural pulls between being at home with them and staying in this fight. But that said, I honestly It is good to see your face and hear your voice again. I always appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
On the topic of the debate, if that's what you could call it this week that went down, it was, and I have very strong feelings about this, Kelsey. I think these debates are a waste of time. There seems to be almost nothing of substance that is being communicated and put out there in terms of the biggest challenges our country is facing, whether it be national security or domestic policy, and in this case, the issue of parents. So let me ask you, from the standpoint of what you've seen from the debates, particularly the one this week, where is the rest of the Republican field on trying to protect parents and bring back into some sort of accountability the state versus the parents when it comes to their children?
Yeah, well, first off, I am with you. I think it's time that Republicans consider a new debate format where we can have more substance. So much of the media has turned to new media platforms like your own, like podcasts, which you can have a much more, a debate filled with much more substance. So I think a lot of us would like to move in that direction. That said, we did, fortunately, get a question about gender ideology and the subversion of parental rights in the classroom, in the public school system, and even some private schools. It was good to hear most of Republicans, push back on that, take the right stance that parents deserve or to know what's going on in their children's classrooms. And of course, if there's anything regarding their child's mental health happening, they need to know. That's pretty basic. I think Doug Burgum could have been actually stronger on this. We know he didn't actually implement policies protecting parents in his own state. I do think he is weaker on that issue. To be honest, I don't think he has much of a shot at becoming president anyways, but he is a figure. He could become a cabinet member, and it's important for the entire Republican Party to understand the extent of what's happening in this space, because sometimes I ask myself, you know, are we paying too much attention to these individuals who identify as transgender and detransitioners, which proportionately are a pretty small group of the American population. But what gender ideology ultimately is a subversion of truth. It is an attempt to sever the natural bonds between parents and children, mm-hmm. and it is conditioning our children to ignore their natural instincts when, say, a male enters what is supposed to be a female space. So it's not just about this small population that identifies as transgender or non-binary, whatever it is these days. It's the effect that it's having on all children. You don't have to have a biological male competing on a women's team to already be realizing the effects that this ideology is having on that team when coaches are no longer allowed to refer to girls as girls and, have to toe this politically correct line. It's really an all attempt to erase womanhood. And it has a serious effect on girlhood, on our young girls' development and in future.
That's why I think that Republicans, by and large, deserve more than one question about this in a debate. I feel like it is not just an attack on parents. It's an attack on women, as you just pointed out. And it's an attack on the children of our nation, which do not belong to the state. They belong to we, their parents, that are responsible for them legally before the law, morally before God. They're interfering in areas and ways that we've never allowed before. And what I would like to see more of is a very direct laying of all of this at the feet of Joe Biden. He came into office and in one of his first moves insisted upon that this gender ideology would be spread throughout the public school system, and he threatened tax dollars to districts that wouldn't go along with it. This has been something that was forced into the conversation by the other side as radically as it possibly could be.
Absolutely, and that's why on the debate stage, we do need to see Republicans taking a strong stance against this. I certainly support federalism, which was a piece of the response that we heard in the debate this week. you know, states do have a responsibility here to implement these policies when it comes, the correct policies when it comes to education. But again, the subversion that is happening is so drastic and such an attack on basic family formation that it is absolutely necessary that any GOP leader be speaking about this issue with clarity, with moral authority, and without fear. I think that is part of the reason Ron DeSantis, you know, has the platform that he does, and we want to see him continue with that stance. We heard recently an interview with Megyn Kelly, former President Donald Trump, you know, had kind of a strange response when asked, can a man become a woman? You shouldn't have to think about that answer. Of course a man cannot become a woman and vice versa. That said, I do think Trump as well has, had good policies. He is on the right side of this. He perhaps just needs to work on his response a little bit.
That's a vital point that you're making right there. And it's right. And the left, I just don't think has a deep love for children. I'm sorry. People convince me otherwise. I haven't seen it. Kelsey Bowler, it is so good to see you. Thank you for being back with us, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough is continuing live from Times Square. And don't forget, in the spotlight, a lot of stuff about Travis and Taylor tonight.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, they've been around for more than 20 years. Switchfoot, with guest vocalist John Bellione from New York tonight on this remake of a Switchfoot classic.
Fumbling his confidence and wondering why the world has passed him by. Hoping that he's bent for more than arguments and failed attempts to fly.
Is going to be featured. John Bellione on vocals and Meant to Live.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.